On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabian, I'm excited.
Hey Tim, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Good. It is such a Bon Iver kind of morning.
Isn't it?
It's so crisp and cold out there.
I'm excited about today. I froze my tits off getting on one of them shared ride scooters to come into the studio and froze my hands off, Fabian.
I could see the beautiful morning in that Bon Iver track being quite like a romantic scene in a movie, actually.
You've got a very visual mind, Tess.
I
love
thank
it.
You.
Good picture painter. Fabian, what's happening in Tinseltown, my friend?
I just want to say there's nothing romantic about getting up early.
That's a fair point.
So yeah, it's a big day in movies, actually. I firstly want to mention that a film that I talked about last week on the radio that I think you should definitely see, Tim, is going on Netflix tonight. I'm Thinking of Ending Things, new Charlie Kaufman film.
I've seen a little promo for that. It looks good.
Amazing film. Still thinking about that a lot. Mulan is out on Disney Plus today.
Have you seen it?
No.
I'm excited for that. The ads look good.
Yeah, $40 for a home viewing. That very, very strange situation.
Hold the phone. Yeah. What's going on? What?
Yeah, it's because, you know, it was supposed to come out in the movies.
So you've got to have Disney Plus to access the ability to hand over $40 to watch Mulan.
Yeah.
Cool. We're in the mouse's house now, huh?
It's kind of a bummer, you know, because this is one of the biggest films shot in New Zealand in recent times, and very much a big screen proposition, and we're not going to get to see it on the big screen.
No one's got $40 as well.
Is the idea that you're paying $40 for you and your family, so you're paying what, your average family of four, $10 per head? I don't know.
That is the idea, I guess, but it just does seem like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It is a lot. I really thought you were going to talk about Tenant, Fabian.
Oh, I am.
I'm
going to talk about. And we get to watch that. It's been out in the rest of the country for a couple of weeks now and is out in Auckland now in theatres. Went and saw it at IMAX. I bloody loved it.
Did you?
I've
heard incredibly mixed things online, people just being either A, confused, or B, frustrated with the sound mix.
Yeah, I'd heard both of those things as well. The sound mix thing wasn't a major factor for me. There were a couple of lines I missed, I think, but it didn't seem to be a huge issue. I definitely was confused for much of this film, if not utterly bewildered for the entire running time. And I was kind of... At a certain point, I just kind of gave myself over to it and said, okay, I'm not going to quite know exactly what's happening, but I'm just going to go with it. And then, in the final sort of stretch, final quarter of the film, it actually came together really nicely, and all my confusion fell away, and the threads connected in a way that kind of retroactively made up for all that confusion. And while I couldn't necessarily go back and tell you what did happen in those scenes that I was confused in, or what people were talking about or whatever, I was rendered satisfied with the overall narrative experience, and I thought this was a fantastic movie. It's classic Nolan stuff, you know. He gets accused of being a bit emotionless. I felt emotions in this film. It's a lot of Bondian stuff here, big assaults and crazily ambitious action set pieces that I loved. John David Washington is the lead. He's Denzel's son. He's very good. Sort of steady and focused, feels like. Robert Pattinson is shot very lovingly. He kind of looks like a character in an anime film in this.
He's a beautiful man, and that is undeniable. I don't think you could shoot him badly.
Got COVID?
Beg your pardon?
They've shut down the Batman because our Pat's got COVID.
Dang.
The Rock, Robert Pattinson, everybody's getting it.
Has The Rock definitely got it? Because I know his whānau caught it, but he's definitely got it too,
yeah,
huh?
I was reading
yeah,
about it
he said he got it as well.
Dang.
They've recovered,
I think,
though,
this is going to go in the other direction now, and now people are going to be like, hang on, now I need to get it, or else I'm not on the A-list.
Let's not go there, brother.
It's the latest thing.
Can I ask you about a film, Fabian?
Yes.
While I've got you on the line. I saw a trailer for Becky. Kevin James, a man who I'm used to seeing as Paul Blart, the mall cop, is a bald
Nazi
taking on a little girl.
That film was kind of a minor hit in COVID America. And I think it's coming out here next week.
Yeah, it looks super punky and pulpy and fun. It's like almost Tarantino-esque.
Yeah.
Super violent is what I'm trying to say. Hyper violent.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I quite like Kevin James, unironically.
Same dude.
I was a big fan of King of Queens. I've watched every single episode of that show.
Yeah.
And he hasn't made a lot of great films, but...
Maybe this is the start of a turning point in his career. If anyone's bored and you're partial to a bit of Kevin James, he has pumped out the most sensational COVID content, which is him editing himself into blockbuster movie scenes as the sound guy, just screwing up the whole production. They are done so well. It's incredible.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Yeah. Lots happening in movies today. So you obviously haven't seen Tenet yet. Are you excited to see it?
I am excited. Well, Christopher Nolan movies I'm generally excited to see on some substances, but this one it feels like I won't understand a gosh darn thing that's happening unless I'm wide awake.
Yeah, he made the argument that he thinks audiences only care about the gist.
Yeah, I heard that. Something.
And I think that, and it's kind of true. Like, and I got the gist of what was happening. I didn't get the granular details, but I knew the general thrust of the narrative, and so I wasn't that lost. But bewildering feels like a more appropriate word than confusing.
Yeah, I think I'll wait for the right time to see Tenet, but I am looking forward to rubbing some pennies together and seeing Mulan, because that's co-starring one of New Zealand's own as well. So, and it looks sensational. So I got to find $40, dude.
Someone did make a point, and I don't know if this helps, but at least if you're watching at home, the popcorn will be a lot cheaper.
Thank you, Texter. It's a good point. It's a good, important point.
Maybe for what you...
You can watch with no pants on, and if you did that to a Mulan screening at a theatre, I reckon there'd be trouble.
Has home-cooked popcorn ever captured the quality of movie popcorn?
Oh, absolutely not.
Has it ever replicated?
Unless you have one of those machines at home.
Yeah.
Movie popcorn versus home popcorn. Text us. 5395. We're going to start a civil war here, right here at BFM on this, the 4th of September. Fabian, thank you so much. Are there any other Hollywood tidbits we need before we let you go?
No, that's everything that's ever happened in Tinseltown.
Yeah, we've covered a lot. All right. Aroha nui to you, my friend.
Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.